USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The head of the CDC now says there could be a second wave of coronavirus in the United States later this year. Dr. Robert Redfield giving an interview to an NPR station in Atlanta this morning and saying there could be another wave of infections after the virus peaks in April or May. Redfield saying that it would most likely happen again in the late fall or early winter, and he's predicting there will, quote, still be a substantial portion of Americans who are susceptible to that virus. The head of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, says a small business loan program authorized in the recently adopted stimulus package is going to be up and running beginning tomorrow.
This not only covers small businesses, it will cover independent contractors, as well as self-employed and sole proprietors.
He was speaking on CNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.